Apple. We hire people who tell us what to do, not the other way around. There was no job at Google that would allow me to sit back and just think, and an operating role doesn't leave much time for quiet contemplation. Fortunately, 9 miles to the southwest, Steve Jobs had started Apple University. My business school professor, Richard Tedlow, had just left Harvard to join Jobs' new Factory of Good Leadership. He described Apple U's mandate like this: "We want to defy the gravitational pull of organizational mediocrity." An important part of achieving that goal was to develop a class, Managing at Apple. When I was offered the job to design and teach that class, I jumped at the chance. Managing at Apple was for first-time managers, but executives found it equally useful for the senior leaders on their teams. Though the class was not required, our biggest problem was keeping up with demand. In the time I worked at Apple, we taught thousands of people to great reviews. Many more have taken the class since I left. I learned as much as I taught. A conversation I had with one of Apple's leaders helped me see a critical flaw in my approach to building teams earlier in my career. I'd always focused on the people most likely to be promoted. I assumed that was how it had to be at a growth company. Then, a leader at Apple pointed out to me that all teams need stability as well as growth to function properly. Nothing works well if everyone is gunning for the next promotion. She called the people on her team who got exceptional results, but who were on a more gradual growth trajectory, rock stars, because they were like the Rock of Gibraltar on her team. These people loved their work and were world-class at it, but they didn't want her job or to be Steve Jobs. They were happy where they were. The people who were on a steeper growth trajectory, the ones who'd go crazy if they were still doing the same job in a year, she called superstars. They were the source of growth on any team. She was explicit about needing a balance of both. This was a revelation. Apple was growing fast and bigger than Google, and yet Apple made room for people with all sorts of different ambitions. You had to be great at what you did, and you had to love your work, but you did not have to be promotion-obsessed to have a fulfilling career at Apple. At Google, I'd systematically undervalued the so-called rock stars. This mistake had caused a lot of unhappiness for people who contributed significantly. Google's bias for people on a steep growth trajectory was in part a reaction against the norm at traditional companies, which tend to clip the wings of people who crave rapid advancement. Apple made room for all different types of ambition, and that was part